Oh, and two.
No, you're supposed to say, oh boy.
Not while they're 0-4. When they're 0-4, they get the record.
Greetings, loyal listeners. You're listening to The Blowhole on Finsider Radio. This week, you have the unfortunate and regrettable fortune of listening to Robcast and James Radio discuss yet another disappointing Sunday in the Miami Dolphinverse. But it's not all bad. How great was Mike Gesicki on Sunday, Rob?
He was pretty good. I actually, I owe him an apology. Last week itself, I was saying I don't think he may not be the player we expected, and that was me overreacting to week one, which, you know, we tell you you're supposed to do. You're supposed to overreact to week one. And I also said Isaiah Ford was a heap of garbage, and he did pretty good. He's our second best receiver, well, wide receiver, not receiving option. So here we are. Apologies, and hopefully I won't be apologizing to the Jaguars for calling them the worst team in NFL history, since they actually look like a decent, not good team.
They look better than us so far. But I will say there were some positives on Sunday. I think it was definitely an improvement, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But the defense, I don't think they looked good against New England in week one. But they looked terrible against Buffalo. There was no pass rush, and you know, Byron Jones gets injured right away, forcing Igbinogbani into the game, the rookie corner. And I don't think he was terrible. He just was not. He's not able to cover Stephon Diggs one on one, and the Dolphins like to play a lot of man. Another really frustrating pain point for me was just we have two former cornerbacks playing safety. We had a treasure trove of draft picks, including, you know, a late round first pick where they could have gotten one of the better safeties in the draft had they not traded back on. And I don't know if Igbinogbani is going to be a good player or not, but, you know, they needed a safety, you know, and
again,
our safeties are
draft.
Not good. It's a clear area of weakness, was not addressed in free agency. We traded a perennial Pro Bowl free safety to the Steelers.
Got a draft pick, and you're not allowed to talk about Minka Fitzpatrick.
Not happy with that. But you know, the Bills are a good offense, and maybe, I don't know. They looked good against the Jets and a Dolphins defense that appears very soft right now. So what was your take, Rob, on the defense?
Oh, the defense was awful. I don't even think you can call it a defense. There actually has to come a different name for it. It was sort of like a mildly in your way, but not really defensing anything.
I mean, last year's defense was the worst Dolphin defense I've ever seen. But this team did not look. I mean, they signed a bunch of players and they drafted some guys, but
yeah. But remember, they signed a bunch of players, so they're still learning to play together. This is, you know, defense takes communication. I thought they stuck, like you said, they stuck with the man a little too much. I don't think Jones would have helped us that much, because on those crossing routes, both guys were wide open. He had his pick. So I don't think, I mean, Howard wasn't doing much better on John Brown. They switched to zone later and got some stops. Probably should have been sooner, but Josh Allen played great. I mean, we talked about how inaccurate he still is, and my other apology to the Bills, right? I said I didn't see them taking the big step because I didn't see Josh Allen taking the step. There were two bad throws that I could remember in that game. The one that Vinoy should have picked off and brought back, and then there was one where he had the guy wide open and he overthrew it instead of, like, then he just overthrew it. But other than that, so his throws were on point.
There was a play that you're forgetting, and this is a really big play. It was right before the touchdown. Howard dropped a pick. So Howard drops that pick on that deep ball on second and long, and then they go right back. They run the same exact play, and then they get a touchdown. If Howard makes that pick, it's a different game.
If Williams makes the catch on fourth down, it's a different game. Or if Vinoy makes the interception when they're backed up in the touchdown, it's a different game. So
that one, that's a different sequence. So let's recap that. So it's 17 to, what was the score at that point? 17 to 13? 17 to 13 Bills. The Dolphins are knocking on the door. It's fourth and goal. They decide to go for it, which I like the call. I actually like the play. Williams just doesn't make the play. So then the Bills get the ball. They go three and out, but during that three and out, Van Noy drops a pick, which would have gotten the touchdown that they would have gotten on fourth down. But the Dolphins get the ball at the short field and end up scoring the touchdown anyway. So they got their touchdown. It just took them a while. Like, I doubt they would have gotten, you know, that sequence would not have led to three different touchdowns. Williams touchdown, the pick six, and a third touchdown. It's all one touchdown.
Right.
They got.
But it took a lot more time than it needed.
It actually was to their benefit to take that much time off the clock and keep the ball out of the Bills' offensive hands. Eventually, like, it's not like you can't count all of those as touchdowns. Like, they only would have gotten one of them.
So what do you think about the fourth down, the four plays? Like,
the leading up to it, I did not like. That was you have Jordan Howard, run him three times. Four times. And if he doesn't get in the end zone, cut him, because you're paying him too much money to not be able to get a yard. That's what you have him for.
I felt like, I think it was second down, Gaskins,
the option play.
Yeah, and Gaskins, it looked like Gaskins would have walked into the end zone on that one.
We all said the same thing. Yeah. All of us watching at the establishment.
If
we
they had just, the I almost would have ran that play again and just given it to Gaskins. I don't know why, what Fitz saw that made him keep it. Maybe he just assumed no one would think he'd keep it, or he likes being the leading rusher. But yeah, I thought Gaskins was doing it. What was the third down? Did we run like a fade? I hate the fade.
It was a fade to Gesicki that was poorly thrown.
That's like 5 years out of date. Like, the fade is a terrible play for the most part. I mean, I know it works sometimes, and when you have Gesicki and big guys that can get the ball like Williams and Parker, but I never really liked it. I feel like there's so many better ways to do it than a 50-50 ball.
I like the fade with guys like Parker, Williams, and Gesicki on first or second down.
Fair.
Not on third or fourth down.
Right, because it's like that 50-50 where it's going over his head if it's not caught.
If it's thrown properly. I don't think I've seen the Dolphins cornerback throw a good fade route in a long time. I still have nightmares about the one that Cutler threw that was picked in the London game against the Saints a couple years ago. That was just awful. Like, I mean, the fade is a good play if it's supposed to be thrown to where only your receiver can catch it and on an early down, to catch the defense off guard. Like, that's, you know, it works if you do it right. But if anything in football, if you don't execute, you don't have the players to execute, then you have the Miami Dolphins.
I'm not afraid. I'm putting the fade on blast right here. If I have to apologize to it next week, so be it. The fade, you suck. I hate it. I hate the play. Throw it out.
Either way, I don't think that sequence was as big of a deal as most of the fans I was watching with were. You know, like, oh, that's 14 points. It's like, they wouldn't have got the touchdown they got was all part of that sequence. So they got their 7 points out of it eventually. It just took them a while. Would it have been like, who knows? I mean, the game would have been completely different, obviously, had they had Williams caught it or had Van Noy walked it in. But who knows? They ended up getting the touchdown after that. Which was a Jordan, they got back down by the goal line and Jordan Howard successfully ran it in. So, kudos to them.
I think I was right, by the way. He is going
back out on the field and promptly lets the Bills march right down. The Bills score. The Dolphins get the ball again. They end up having to punt, and then the Bills end up, scoring again on that long touchdown pass where Bobby McCain or Xavier Howard or both of them blew the coverage and John Brown is wide open. And then the Dolphins get the garbage time touchdown to Gesicki and are unable to recover the onside kick like the Dallas Cowboys. And they lose 31-28. So this was a winnable game. My opinion on the Bills isn't really that different. Like, Allen looked good. He looked good against us last year. I'd like to see him play against a good team. I'm not, that we see how bad the Jets are. So they haven't really played any real teams yet. I'm including us in that. So until our defense figures it out, it's going to be long. We'll talk about this Thursday as we get further into the cast, but that Jaguars team does not look like a gimme. They look tougher than we do. So
Well, their defense is terrible. I mean, Thursday night is usually not a game to take the over. I'm taking the over. I don't even know what it is. I don't care. I'm taking it. neither of these teams can stop anyone. And Minshew is accurate. Like, his best trait, besides his mustache, is his accuracy. And with the way we're covering, that doesn't bode well. Like, he's going to make completions, and they're going to move the ball. But we're going to move the ball. You know, we've moved the ball against two much better defenses than Jacksonville. Their defense is garbage. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So positives on the defensive side of the ball, just trying to look for silver linings. Like, they weren't run over, but the Bills didn't really have a commitment to the run in this game. They were clearly just going to let Allen throw it all day, especially after Byron Jones went out. And then Allen typically runs all over us, and I guess he didn't really do that this time. They didn't get any pressure on him, so that's maybe why he wasn't scrambling. Usually he runs out of necessity. So they successfully kept him in the pocket and let him throw for 400 and something yards. I don't know, man. The defense was terrible. I saw no pass rush. Like, Van Noy just looks like a guy. Agba, Lawson went out, I think. Jones obviously went out. Xavier Howard doesn't seem like he's fully healthy. And then we have two safeties who can't play safety. Yeah. Jerome Baker looked okay again. And Christian Wilkins wasn't really heard from much. Yeah, I didn't see too much positive on the defensive side of the ball.
Obviously, we'd like to see them play better. But my biggest complaint with the defense so far, and again, I think this is correctable. I think this is part of no preseason, you know, limited training camp and getting right into it with a bunch of new guys. But I don't feel like...
typically that favors the defense. Like, but it's, you know, not... They say it usually.
I know, but it does. I don't think it is this year. I mean, the teams have been throwing up points like crazy. But what I'm saying is the thing that I see that I hate, we're not attacking ball carriers in it. And I feel like the first guy to the ball is always just trying to hold the guy up so somebody else could, like, get the sack or something, and the guy just pushes him for 3 or 4 more yards. I want to see the heat-seeking missile where you're getting to a guy and you bring him to the ground. There's way too many broken tackles or, you know, guys like, I don't know, like not hitting at the waist and bringing a guy down, like hitting him at the, trying to hit him in the shoulders. Maybe, I don't know if they're going for the ball or whatever, but way too many broken tackles or just weak tackling.
Yeah. I mean, our best tackler last year was Raekwon McMillan. They traded him because they thought Landon Roberts was a better fit. Landon Roberts didn't play on Sunday. I don't know.
Well, that's a big thing, right? He didn't play, and, you know, he's supposed to be fitting in and playing well in training camp. Everybody was saying, you know,
That's what I'm saying. Like, him and like all the guys they brought in, Agba, Lawson, Van Noy, like, they just look like guys. Like, they don't like this. The defense last year was literally a bunch of practice squad players that nobody wanted. And they were every bit as competitive at the end of the season as what we're seeing so far. Giving them the benefit of the doubt, knowing what Flores did last year with that team. Like, I still have faith. This is what he's supposed to do, right? He's supposed to be able to coach up a defense and get a good scheme in there. We'll see. Hopefully we get a glimpse of that on Thursday. And, you know, this team figures out a way to shut down the Jacksonville Jaguars, which no one has been able to do so far. I can't, outside of Minshew and DJ Chark? I don't know their running backs. I don't know anybody else. Is it a good offensive line that they have?
I don't know. I want to say it's James Robinson, I believe, is the running back. He's okay. They have Chris Thompson, that third down back who's kind of fast. He hasn't really done much this year, at least fantasy wise.
Their offensive line has to be pretty good. The Colts are a good pass rushing team. And a good defense. Titans are a good defense as well. So
no, they can move the ball. And Minshew's gutsy, man. He's a good player. Keenan Cole.
I don't want to lose to the Jaguars, man. No. And I know we're moving forward on the show. We are moving into our preview of the Jacksonville game in our statistical forecasting segment. But man, yeah, I guess let's just hop right into it. Like, I had this as a very winnable game for us. I think I had it at 80%.
We both had it at 80%, before the season. We change it quarterly. So Sunday, I was like, we're going to lose this game. Like, I'm like, we're going to lose to the Jaguars when Allen was running all over us and they, who did the Jags play last? Wasn't it like the Steelers? Did they, no, they, Steelers,
the Jags played the Titans last
Titans,
week.
And they played well. They beat the Colts
The Colts pretty handily from what I remember. And the Titans game was close right up until the end.
But interesting in that they beat the Colts. The Colts never punted in that game. So like their D, so the Jags D is garbage.
But they only scored 11 points. How is that possible?
There were like picks, bad fourth downs, like just fumbles, like all kinds of weird stuff, but they never punted.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So I guess I don't know. Clearly no one knows what to do with this Jaguars team. Maybe now that there's some tape, maybe that helps us, although there's not a lot of time to kind of analyze that. It's a short week, so I don't know, man. I don't feel good about it. I'll take mine down to 50%.
I would probably say like 70%. I would say I still think we're going to win this game. But, I mean, we were one or two plays away from beating. Yeah, like the Pats and the Bills are as good or better than the Colts and the, you know, and the Titans. Like, I mean, those could be the third and fourth best teams in the AFC. I mean, I don't think they are, but they could be by the end of the year.
Yep. No, that's fair. I mean, yes, our first two games have been every bit as probably harder than well, I don't know about probably harder.
But they were
as hard as theirs.
They were games that if they were played 10 times, I feel like they might have won three or four of them, right? They were in those games.
Right, they were not overmatched. I mean, they were overmatched on defense both weeks.
But the offense is definitely getting a little more consistent. It took them a little bit to get going against Buffalo, but I think the offense is going to shine on Thursday.
Yeah, I think so. I think there was a lot to like on Sunday from the offense. Like the offensive line looked good, the running game looked good. The wide receivers for the most part looked good. I would like to see Williams start making some more plays. He doesn't seem like he's adjusted or acclimated to the offense yet. But you know, we'll see how that goes. And as for Thursday's game, we have the Dolphins as they are 3-point underdogs.
Correct.
On the road.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so my prediction for Thursday is going to be Dolphins 31, Jags 24.
Nice. Dolphins 38, Jags 36.
Ooh, a shootout.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to them missing a 2-point conversion at the end of the game.
Love it. Okay, it sounds exciting. I like that a lot. So what does that do for does it change where we are with our statistical forecasting for the Dolphins for this year? I think that still keeps us at around, you know, the win, obviously, for both of us. We're still both predicting wins, even though our confidence level comes down. I think we're still in the 8-win range for the season.
Yeah, well, our pessimistic for our first 4 weeks, our pessimistic was one win out of the first four, and that looks like the best case scenario right now is one win out of those four.
That Seahawk game is going to be tough. What do you have that at percentage wise?
We both have it at 30%.
And that sounds about right. It might even be a little high, honestly. That team looks good.
That team, yeah, they're letting Russ throw, and it's been fun to watch.
All right. Well, that does it for our first segment. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to get into Pick'em. We're going to recap Pick'em from week two. Rob, why don't you give me a little sneak peek? Who won Pick'em?
There was a technical glitch. I don't think we did Pick'em last week.
we'll dig a little bit into it over the break, and we'll figure out who won. Pick them last week. And everybody, please stay tuned. And we're back. Oh, there was a snap.
Putting mittens on you, mister.
So we are going to go through our NFL pick'em for, but before we do that, let's recap last week. So the three games we had, I stupidly predicted the Jets would beat the second string San Francisco 49ers, and boy, they were not even close. That Jets team is terrible. That really, really kind of harshes my vibe about wanting, you know, Gase and Darnold to be there for a while. They're going to need to pick it up so they can stick around for a little bit longer. I don't want them getting fired and, you know, them drafting Trevor Lawrence next year. Like that is worst case scenario for me. They need Gase for at least another year. And I would like to see Darnold there for at least three more seasons. So I lost that one, but the other ones were, I had the Bengals, who had that great backdoor cover on last Thursday night.
Garbage.
And the Seahawks, who also managed to cover, winning by 5 points at home against the Patriots because Cam Newton can't rush for 1 yard.
Well, he can only rush for 1 yard 99 out of 100 times. That was the 100th
that
time.
Was so, that was such a great way to end Sunday for me. Again, just a little – just go off on a little tangent here. We were the Dolphins bar out here in San Francisco was again not fully equipped for Sunday, so we did end up going back to the Patriots bar that we were aware of. They actually reserved a section for us because they liked us. The people that own the bar like us. The patrons there do not like us. So we spent the entire afternoon there. We saw the first half of the Patriots game, which was fun to cheer for the Seahawks during that. It was pretty good. They were all very happy to see us leave at halftime, but yeah, it was another good Sunday for us out here in San Francisco.
Glad you enjoyed it. I spent the whole day watching football, and I did not foolishly start Ben Roethlisberger over Cam Newton this time, so that worked out for me.
Congratulations. All right. Let's hop into the picks. So we already talked about the Thursday night game, our beloved Miami Dolphins, who we both think will win on the road in Jacksonville tomorrow night. First game on the slate is Chicago Bears at Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta Falcons -3. Let me ask you a question before we get into this. Is there another team in the NFL that you would rather be losing by 20 points to in the second half than the Atlanta Falcons?
Wow. Can you think of a worse way to lose after obviously the Super Bowl? You know, nothing's worse than that because it's a Super Bowl, but when your entire team doesn't understand the rules for an onside kick and they just watch it till it goes to 10 yards and let them jump on it when it was a terrible onside kick, they could have fell on it. If they touch it before it goes 10 yards, it's it.
That team is built to squander three touchdown leads. It's amazing.
But they could score. Incredible.
But and it's like the same core too, which is like, it's amazing. Anyway, they should beat the Bears on Sunday, I think.
I agree. Maybe the Bears team is going to fool me, but you know, as long, I know they've been playing okay, but as long as Trubisky's in there, I'm expecting them to lose, and their defense isn't what it was, and this Falcon team can score.
Did they beat the Giants on Sunday or did they lose? I saw their 17-13, but I don't remember who won.
I'm fairly certain they won, but the Giants covered.
Okay. Cool. All right. So that would mean the Bears are 2-0. Wow, that might be one of the worst 2-0 football teams ever. Yeah, the Falcons I think should win this game. I guess a little bit of pause in that one is 2-0 and one is 0-2, but the Falcons have looked good in both of their games and just lost them.
You know, offensively. Defensively, they've been terrible.
Yeah, correct. Well, that's par for the course, right?
I guess.
But it is the Bears. They should win. All right, on to the next. Cincinnati Bengals getting 5.5 at the Philadelphia Eagles. Both of these teams are not very good. Give me the Bengals in this one.
I think I would stay away from this, but I probably would take those points because the Eagles have been – They're having trouble.
Yeah, they don't look very good. No, sir. No, they don't. All right, so you're not touching this one.
No.
I forgot to mention our favorite Houston Texans last week. So, they are, as we all know, we own their first round pick. So everybody's cheering for them to lose, or everybody on the Dolphins side anyway. They were crushed by Baltimore. Baltimore is a good team. But that game was never close or never in doubt. Deshaun Watson, is playing as hard as he can, and he's still an excellent quarterback, but that team is just, it's just not the same. Without DeAndre Hopkins, I like the Steelers in this game. And I like them to go to 0-3 and, hopefully they continue to keep losing. Hopefully their spirits are broken and we get a very, very high draft pick out of that Laramie Tunsil.
It's a shame that the Vikings are now a garbage team, like even cause they were in the playoffs, because that's who the Texans play next week. Imagine like that was supposed to be like an NFC, borderline contending team starting.
Yeah, Chiefs, I thought they were going to be better.
Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers. That's. I mean, I was complaining about the way we started. There's no worse way to start a season than like that.
Oh yeah, because they went Chiefs, Ravens, Steelers. Yeah, I mean, I guess they could get like the Seahawks or somebody instead.
Right,
make it worse. But yeah, the Steelers. I mean, I don't know if the Steelers are a particularly great team. They're 2-0. They beat and the Denver Broncos last week, and they beat
their defense looks really good.
And the New York Giants the first week. Their defense is good. They should. I think, like I said, I think they win this game, and I think the Texans go to 0-3, and we're all happy.
Exactly. So and the 4 points, you're happy to lay the 4 points, as am I.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this one's interesting. So we got the Raiders going to New
England. 2-0 Raiders getting 6.5 at New England. I like the Raiders to cover.
They look good, but no, I'm riding Belichick after a loss.
Okay.
Do you want to take?
All right.
That's one.
I'll take the Raiders to cover.
All right. All right, so let's talk about this next one. Oh, see, this is a good one. Talk about the Rams at the Bills while I type this up.
Will do. Yes, so the Los Angeles Rams going into Buffalo. Los Angeles getting 2.5. Both teams are 2-0. Everybody's really high on the Bills. This line kind of surprises me. I thought the Bills would be favored by more than 2.5 here, even though the Rams have looked really good. But they beat a Cowboys team that doesn't really look too sharp, and then they beat an Eagles team that also is not very good. But as I talked about, the Bills have only beaten the Jets, who are just pathetic, and the Miami Dolphins, who are also not very good, unfortunately. So
I'm taking the Rams.
Are you? All right, I'll take the Bills. So that's two for us.
All right.
Next.
We both took AFC teams, AFC East teams again.
Yeah, I noticed that. So the San Francisco 49ers, who probably need a different name because it's not really the team that they're throwing out there, versus the New York Giants. San Francisco favored by 3.5. Garoppolo is most likely not playing. Kittle, most likely not playing. Mostert, most likely not playing.
I'm pretty sure Mostert's out.
Not playing.
Coleman's out.
Debo Samuel not playing. Nick Bosa not playing. Solomon Thomas not playing. Those are all starters for them that I just named. The Giants aren't good. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about this game. What do you think?
You're on the Giants. With no Barkley, that's pretty much true. Makes them. It's not as big of a list, but it's probably as important to them as all those guys are to San Francisco. With all the injuries, it's not a game. I would lean towards the 49ers just because I think this Giants team is frisky, but not good. But who the hell knows with the way they're beat up. And then the turf, there was the issue with the turf at MetLife. You probably heard all about it over there. They probably were talking about it a lot. I only saw a couple of little things, but apparently the 49ers really complained about the turf at the MetLife Stadium, which they're playing at again. And they're like, the NFLPA
was
in on it.
That's kind of a weird schedule
quirk
as well. All right. So, yeah, we're both no one's touching that game. So Tennessee Titans favored by 2.5 on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, give me the Titans here.
Yeah, absolutely. The Vikings just look terrible. I don't know what happened. I mean, that's not just a Diggs is not the only difference there, but that team does not look good.
The Washington football team getting seven going into Cleveland. I kind of like that, even though they had a hard time with Kyler Murray, but I think a lot of teams are going to have a hard time with Kyler Murray this year.
I've picked
the Washington football team in this game.
With those points. I've picked the Browns twice and they've burned me both times. Once as a trying to get a cover, once trying to get a win. And again, that pass rush, I think, will make Mayfield play poorly because that front seven is insane for the football team.
Yeah. So we're in alignment there. Carolina Panthers at Los Angeles Chargers. Boy, Justin Herbert looked pretty good on Sunday. Did you watch any of that?
I watched most of it, and he looked okay. Like he missed a lot of throws. He was spunky. Like first game, wasn't expected to start. He looked okay, but it wasn't like, holy crap, how did every team pass on him? He looked like a guy who still has, you know, some learning to do.
Yeah, he looked like Josh Allen did his first year, kind of.
Right.
Which is kind of what I likened him to a Tannehill Allen mix, I believe, going into the draft.
I think the Chargers should be happy with the pick, the way he played. I know the whole situation with Tyrod Taylor's getting a shot going into his and puncturing his lung is insane.
Did you see that meme I sent to the
to the
fantasy league?
I saw it. It was a good one. It was the Pulp Fiction adrenaline shot, but with a Chargers hat on. Very good, scary and weird, but weird enough.
Yeah, hopefully Tyrod's okay. I don't mean to make light of him being in.
But I mean, I could see Anthony Lynn going back to, which at this point you just. The kid looked good enough. You might as well.
Yeah,
as
you
well
can't. I mean, him, you, at the, yeah, now the door is open. Like, you can't. I don't think you switch now. I like the Chargers. Anyway, this is a long way of getting around. The Panthers are not good, and the Chargers, I think, are pretty good.
Oh, so. And the Panthers are without McCaffrey for a couple of weeks, too. So that's a huge part of not being good.
Yes, the poor get poorer. Okay. Speaking of the poor, New York Jets getting 10.5 at the Indianapolis Colts. This line could not be any. It can't be too high. So,
but Phil Rivers loves to mess up anything. Like he loves to throw.
Please
those
take the
late
Jets. Picks. I made the mistake last week. You
I
take
won't
the
take them, but I probably wouldn't take the. I wouldn't. I probably wouldn't bet on the Colts with this big line. If I had to bet, I'd take the Colts. But that's too
You're
big
a coward.
Of a. That's too big of a line.
Dallas Cowboys +5 at Seattle Seahawks. I like the Seahawks given what I've seen out of these two teams this year so far.
Absolutely.
Cowboys thought were going to be better. I think on offense they've shown some pretty good things.
Cowboys,
I mean, they could have won that
able-
Rams game the first week of the season. They should have lost the right. Falcons game last week, so I guess maybe 1-1 feels about right for them. They got some things they need to work out. Seahawks are vulnerable on defense. That was obvious on Sunday. But that offense is scary with Russell Wilson and a good offensive line and that group of receivers. They're clicking. That's a good offense.
Ooh, fun.
Anything to add there, Rob?
I like Russell Wilson. He's good.
Good, Rob. I'm glad. Thanks for sharing.
I think the Cowboys they're the Cowboys. You would think that with the new head coach, they'd be different. But they look like the team they've always been, doing stupid things at weird times. But yeah, they could put up points. But I think the Seahawks team is might be the best in the NFC. So,
yeah, I think so too. Except maybe this next team that we're about to talk about. So the Detroit Lions going into Arizona, getting 5.5 on the road. Give me the Cardinals. They are, I think, a sneaky sleeper in the NFC this year. Maybe not sneaky, but I like this Arizona team on offense. I love what they're doing.
I agree. Murray is fantastic. I can't believe
getting Hopkins for what they did is, it should be a crime. And they have Kenyon Drake again, who they just stole from us.
Well, he hasn't done much this year. So, you know,
but It's just like the threat of him makes Murray that, you know, that much better. That's just a good team.
I don't think I'm going to do it, but if Golladay comes back this week, I think this might be one of those not make sense week 3 games where there's no reason the Lions should be in the game with the Cardinals, but you know,
this is week three is typically when those types of games start happening.
Yeah. So I might even, well, but again, to me, it's, if Golladay doesn't play, I wouldn't even think about it.
Yeah. The Lions got hammered by Green Bay on Sunday, and I will say, I think at the beginning of the season, I was a little low on Green Bay. I'll take that back when we get to them in a minute. Tampa Bay Buccaneers favored by 6 on the road at Denver. Denver with no Drew Lock in this game. He had a nice first week of the season. He finished last year pretty strong. I actually kind of liked that Broncos offense. Cortland Sutton lost for the year as well. I think the Bucs just win with Fournette. And, you know, I think the way that offense is playing, I mean, Brady's clearly a shell of himself, but they have enough to go in there and win.
And lay 6?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is one. I kind of leaning on Denver plus the 6 just because
it's a shell of Tom Brady against Jeff Driscoll.
Yeah, but Driscoll did not look bad.
Okay. You're going to take the Broncos, please?
I am not yet, but we might.
You should take them. You're right. Driscoll looked really good. And that Steelers defense is good.
The Bucs are not good right now. They don't look good.
No, I agree. Take the Broncos.
I might. Let's see what else happens.
All right. Green Bay Packers plus 3 at New Orleans Saints. Boy. The Saints look like kind of like early season Saints in that Monday night game against the Raiders. The Saints actually got out to a decent double-digit lead, and then the Raiders just ran off, I think, 24 points in a row.
Yeah, no Michael Thomas is hurting
them so much. The Packers look really good. Give me the Packers here.
I agree. Without Michael Thomas, with Drew Brees not really being able to throw the ball downfield, he didn't have to with Michael Thomas. He's just checking down to Kamara. Emmanuel Sanders has done nothing for them as the number two or as the Michael Thomas replacement in his injury. I think the Saints are going to stumble for a little bit.
All right. So the Monday night game is the Kansas City Chiefs at the Baltimore Ravens. Kansas City Chiefs getting 3.5. I like the Chiefs. This is going to be a good game. It should be a good game. I like the Chiefs.
I agree. At that point, really, it's the half point and the points alone that are just kind of, I'm like, which any one of those teams getting points sounds like a good idea to me, especially if it's more than a field goal. I know the Chiefs, you know, had trouble with the Chargers defense, and the Ravens are a better defense, but we'll
see. No, but that's a divisional opponent. You usually, that's also, the Chargers aren't a bad defense. So.
No, they're not. Yeah. I think I like the Chiefs also. So, oh my God, I have to think which one of these is going to, you know what? Hey, you know what? Screw it. I'm taking the Broncos. I'm
Good.
Taking my
All
6
right.
points with the Broncos.
So what did we end up with this week, Rob? Let's recap it.
Hold on. Bucks minus 6. I got to put this in here. So you have the Bucks minus 6 going against the Broncos. You have the Bills minus 2.5. And you have the Raiders plus 6.5. It's crazy. So,
all right. Well, that's going to do it for Pick'em. I would like to remind everybody that the best segment of the show is coming up right after this break. That is going to be Fantasy Camp,
Ooh.
Where we talk about how my team, who I did not do my homework and still do not have a cool name for, defeated the Fitzmagics yet again. I hate to spoil it for you guys, but you're going to want to come back because you're going to want to see how this all plays out. So stay tuned. And we're back. So, as I alluded to before the break, we're going to talk about our favorite segment of the show. Yes, another week, another victory for my nameless team. Rob, why don't you recap it for everybody?
Oh, so bad. So I made fun of you for taking Gesicki first in the flex spot, and he had, as everybody knows, the 130 yards and touchdown. Did he have 6 catches? I thought he had 8 catches. I think I cheated you out of some more points.
He had 8 catches.
That's what I thought. So yeah, so now you have even more points. So him alone almost beat my entire team. But then you had Parker had the five catches for 53 and a touchdown. And then Breida didn't give you much with the two catches, the one catch for two and the 37 yards.
You know, we didn't talk about this at the beginning of the show. I still Gaskin looks good. I've been surprised, you know, by him and the way he plays. I think Breida is the best running back on this team, though. I would like to see him get more play when he's out there, like running the ball. He just looks like he's not ready to break one every single time.
I agree. Gaskin looks like he's been getting he got the 5 yards of carry, but he never looks like he's going to get you 20 yards. Breida looks
great. Yeah. I'm not complaining about it. I would like to see more of Breida. I just feel like he looks like he's going to break it every time. He only got, what did he get, 5 carries or did he get 6?
Breida, I don't put the carries, but he had 37 rushing yards and he had two catches for 1 yard. And yeah. Gaskins had 46 rushing and 36 receiving on 6 catches.
Yeah, I think Gaskin actually had the higher yards per carry. It's just something the way they look to me. Like it just looks like Breida just looks like the better running back to me. But
the other, the 7 for 76 for Isaiah Ford, pretty nice.
Yeah, that was a nice last garbage pick that went in there.
A lot better than my Jakeem Grant's 2 for 1 or Preston Williams 3 for 26. Do I get points for drop touchdowns? That should be worth -6.
Unfortunately not, my friend. But you did get the Howard touchdown that happened after it.
And his 4 yards rushing.
Boy, that was a...
Van Noy did outscore Baker because of the fumble that nobody got to see because of the power failure.
Oh, that's right. Yep, that's right. So Van Noy had how many points? 2, and Baker had 1.5?
It was yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, so this week I get to pick first, right? Or no, you get to pick first because I picked Seki first last time.
Oh, God, I hate this. I forgot to put the scores up here. Oh, I don't even want to see it. I almost don't even want to do it because when I pick Parker, it's the week he's terrible. Like whoever I pick first is the week they disappear.
We didn't actually hold on just before we go forward. We didn't actually say the score. So in week one, the score was 19-14 or 19-14.25. And this week I scored 54.5 points with Miami Dolphins players. That's insane.
It's insane.
26, which is pretty good, much better than last week, but yeah, I guess that speaks a little bit about how improved the offense was this week.
Well, 3 touchdowns total, 2 for 1 team is rare in fantasy camp. So, because remember last year, how many of them were fits, running it in or going to some random person? So, yeah.
Yep.
It's been fun. So, cool. Oh, my God. So
the tight end of flex, I think, has helped.
I know. So, I don't want. I can't do what you did, and take. I'm just gonna take.
I mean, you're gonna go Gaskins. Parker first, right?
Take a Gaskins, damn it! Defense is terrible. They're gonna ride him. I don't know. I'm mixing it up. I'm trying something new. All right, who do you got?
Man. Parker and Gesicki.
Oh yeah, I just lost.
Oh. Don't put him in the same cell.
Yeah, that was the caps lock as you just saw. All right, so now I have to take Isaiah Ford and Breida as my flex.
So you got both of the running backs, which is good for you.
Yeah, but you'll get now. Howard will get 2 touchdowns. Williams,
Preston Williams, and I don't know if I do. I want to just do the Howard pick now and save the defense, or do I take a defensive player?
Yeah, but you still because you got the 2 wide receivers already.
Yeah, I'll take Baker now. My defense. I'll take Baker on defense.
All right. And so I just have. Is there even a guy besides Grant I could take as the wide receiver? Is there anybody else they might throw the ball to?
Lynn Bowden. He was in there a lot. He caught a pass. I think he lost 2 yards, but he played.
Grant, and I'm sticking with Van Noy.
It's just going to be Baker versus Van Noy until somebody else does something.
All right,
but don't forget to put Howard on my team. So hopefully for that vulture, that touchdown vulture at the end.
Those 4 carries, 8 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Just give me. I think, yeah, I like my team this week. I got the number one, number two wide receiver and the tight end. I'm just weak at running back. You have all the running backs.
I liked my team last week until they actually played the game. So who the hell knows?
Yeah, that's right. You mocked me for my Gesicki and Isaiah Ford pick, and then Isaiah Ford was a very high pick for you this week.
I did not mock you for Ford. You took him as the last wide receiver. I mocked you for Gesicki because then you were locked in with your that he has to be the flex.
Yes, mocking me for taking the best player.
Yeah, the week before he was awful.
He was not. He caught 5 balls or whatever.
He was garbage.
Okay. Okay.
Garbage.
I disagree. So how's your TV watching coming? Did you pick up Lovecraft Country yet?
I have not picked. No, I haven't been doing much. I've been keeping current with the boys as it comes out, and that's it. Been watching football. And that's it, and staying inside.
Yeah, I do need to get caught up on the boys as well. I believe I have. I think I saw the last one. What was last week's?
Last week's had a, and it's not a spoiler because I see the ad on Facebook every 20 seconds. The Homelander, like a video of him, like, accidentally killing some innocents goes viral. So there's a bit of a public outcry. That's one of the stories that you would
From this past Friday? Oh, maybe I didn't see it.
Yeah.
That means I have something to watch tonight. I mean, I've been watching my Black Sails show, which I'm almost done with. I would highly recommend watching that, Rob. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's hard for me to start a series unless there's like a ton of hype. And I heard good things about it, but I'm just like, just looks like a bunch of guys on a boat.
There's a lot of politics and, you know, sex and violence in it. It's like, it's got some Game of Thrones in there.
I can just watch Game of Thrones.
I've already seen Game of Thrones.
I've got Cobra Kai on, like, queued up. I've been meaning to watch.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've only heard good things. So I'm looking for that.
Mandalorian season 2 should be coming out soon.
About a month, right? Yeah, hopefully will be good.
October 30th, and then also the. Did you watch the trailer for WandaVision? That looked pretty interesting.
I don't know what that is.
So WandaVision is a Marvel series that's coming on Disney Plus that's going to be about
WandaVision. Yeah. And I know what that is.
Yeah, and Scarlet Witch.
When are they doing the Falcon and the Snowman?
I don't know. I haven't looked that up. There was a trailer for that as well that I do need to watch because I'm interested in that as well. But the WandaVision one really piqued my interest because it's supposed to be, I think it's all happening inside of her head. So it's one of those like kind of like cerebral, like Vision's obviously dead, but it's, you know, it's an alternate reality or alternate universe that she's created for herself, where they live together. And it's like a 1950s sitcom type deal. It looks very, very, looks very interesting.
Wow. I'm not interested in it anymore. No, I mean,
I gotta watch the trailer. I think there's going to be ties. There's rumors that that's how the X-Men are going to be brought in through this series. So it looks interesting. I'm curious to see the next phase of Marvel. I'm sure everybody's impatient and ready for these things to start coming out. But you know, it's you know, I
Honestly, I'm ready for a break. I'm ready for a lull to let me like take a breath. I mean, I love all the movies, but I'm okay with a little space in between all those.
Well, I feel like it's been a while. It's been a year, right? Since we've had, you know, any Marvel movies. I think that's the longest it's been.
Well, to be fair, I think it's been a year and they haven't really been making movies.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, I feel
what I'm saying, James, is there's a pandemic.
And they really haven't been making them. So, like, how much longer of a break would you like?
I'm just saying, are you aware that there's a global pandemic?
Really?
Yes, yes. It's something new.
No, I hadn't heard. I hadn't heard.
I'll fax you the information.
Awesome. Do you have any interest in watching the Snyder cut of the Justice League?
No, I do not.
Nor do I. But I probably will since I have HBO Max. Although, I will say, I think we talked about this a little bit. I'm very like how can they not figure out whatever dispute they have with Roku? And is it, I don't know who else the dispute is with, but I'm very upset that I cannot watch my HBO Max that I'm paying for on my Roku in my bedroom.
That's so annoying. I mean, before my Roku, I had the $30 Chromecast, so I can use that to do it. And I recommend just paying $30 for a Chromecast so you can do
Just stream it from my phone or computer.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Also, have you pre-ordered your PS5 yet?
I have not. I rarely pre-order. They usually just come when.
Yeah, I don't either. But I did try just because, you know, I tried going through the website for the company that I work for that was doing a pre-order. It was sold out within 2 minutes. So I was like, oh, this is frustrating. I'm not going to do this ever again. I will get one when it comes out in a couple months. So then I'll have that. That means I can move my PS4 into my bedroom and then I can use HBO Max on my PS4.
Ah. So,
problem solved.
There it goes. Look at awesome. You. Look at you, well, with all your
what
technology.
Are your plans to watch the game tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm going to watch it at home. It's just... I
think I am as well. I may go out to hopefully the Miami Dolphins bar that we have out here in San Francisco is called the Blue Light. I think I've mentioned it once or twice. There's talks of going there. They're supposed to might have their back patio finished, which would be nice, and they might have the cable set up. It is a national game, so we might go out, but it's, you know, it'll be at 5:30 in the afternoon here on a Thursday, so that's kind of tough for me to get out there by that point, but we'll see. I don't know. Might just watch it at home.
In the old days of being in an office, it's perfect. You just walk out the office, go watch the first half at a bar, and go home, watch the second half.
Those days will return someday.
I tell you, football was made for the West Coast. It's ideal. Just like it starts at 10 in the morning, 10 o'clock?
Oh, it's so great.
It's perfect.
I've been very, very happy in the establishments that I've been able to fortunate enough to frequent have both been top notch. So the Patriots bar I keep referencing, I'll give them a name drop. It's called the Connecticut Yankee, out here in San Francisco in the East Potrero neighborhood. Very cool spot. Great owners, good food. Just a good time. Good place to watch football on Sundays.
Sounds
even if
fun.
You're not a Patriots fan.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, aside from the rash of injuries that hit like everybody in the, you know, in the fantasy world, just a crazy, crazy week of people getting hurt and, you know, probably to be expected with the lack of the off season. And I mean, guys aren't in as great a shape probably, and they're out there running, you know, without having trained as much as they usually do. And it's a violent game. So hopefully we don't have a couple more weeks like that, or there won't be much of a product out there, or the Dolphins will be the best team.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't succumb to the injury bug. Byron Jones. We touched on it a little bit, but we don't really know. He's not going to play tomorrow. They've said,
yeah, he's officially out.
It said groin and Achilles. I don't know how he hurt both, but that was what showed up on the injury list. So he's not playing. Parker is listed as healthy, which is good. So Parker is playing tomorrow. I don't think anybody else was on the injury list from what I saw. So yeah, should be hopefully a good game. Hopefully a win for our Miami Dolphins tomorrow night on national television. Boy, if they go to 0-3 and lose to the Jaguars, we're gonna have to really revisit that statistical forecasting number.
Oh yeah, well, we got one more week to do it. Is the linebacker, what's his name, is he out of the concussion protocol? I didn't see anything on that.
Landon Roberts, that's true. I did not. That's a good call, Rob. I didn't see any mention of the Landon Roberts. It is a short week, so he might not be playing tomorrow either. Don't look it up.
Why not?
Getting ready to sign off, Rob.
Oh well, we got time. I know you got to go, but let's just take a quick. I'm just going to take a quick peek. You can start the sign off. There we will start the music, and I'll let people know.
Fantastic. Well, thanks everybody that stuck through this. I think we're getting a little better. We're a little more coherent. So that's good. But thank you guys for joining this week on a short week. Go Dolphins. It's only going to get better. There are some good things happening with this team. I'm confident that Flores can turn it around. So go Dolphins.
Go Dolphins. Landon Roberts had 3 straight practices and he's a go.
Yay. Good news. Have a good week, everybody.